revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJ's at 9.1 FM, broadcasting live on top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Like a dog, I've been programmed to enjoy my imprisonment. Touched and spayed, blind and bloated, overfed, crown on my head. Day after day, I'm not complaining. My kennel is warm and the bitch isn't here. Far better off than I strive to live out on the street. Cut my balls, pet my head, just put me down.
JSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bolton, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, Die Job from right here in our fair city of Vancouver, BC. That is off their debut record, available on Kinda Cool Records right now. Now, why am I playing my good friend's Die Job? Well, that is because this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, the one, the only, the famous, the infamous Lucas Retro Chan is throwing his annual birthday party. He's turning 41 this year, and he's doing two nights back-to-back at Redgate, and it's going to be a stacked lineup. Starting off with tomorrow night, that's Friday, January the 3rd, you can go and check out my boys right there. That is Die Job. They're also going to be joined by Dead Red Streets, Cheer Up Champ, and Cop Shove It. That's just night one. Night two, you can see the Hairy Cherries, Runt, Uptights, and Zero Index. Now, I'm going to bring up some of that for you, but in the meantime, I've got a little bit right now. Now, you see, Cop Shove It's so damn new, they don't have recordings yet, and they just got a brand new singer, and she is killing it. But until they get some recordings, I'm going to pull up Jared, the founding member of Cop Shove It's other band, their little band called Waste Coast. Y'all ready? Let's go. Rad Radio. Waste Coast standing in for with Creeps and Kitties. That is a taste of what you can experience if you go out tomorrow night, Friday, January the 3rd. The first show I know of happening in this year of 2025. Oh man, the future is now, isn't it? Where's my flying car? Those bands that we just heard, that last track was Dez by the band Dead Streets. I've never heard of them before, but it's sounding pretty good. They look like they got a couple albums out. They're good stuff. I don't know, where are they from? Pacific Northwest? They're from Seattle. They're from Seattle. That's why I don't know them. So go check them out, man. Support touring bands. You know, see Cheer Up Champ. They played before that. The track was Burnt Out off their album Relatively Fine. That just came out. And Waste Coast was hanging in there. They were doing a little stand-in for Cop Shove It because they are so new. And they just got a new singer that they don't have any recordings. So I figured, hey, let's give Jared's band another little bit of love. And of course, kick that set off with my good friends in Die Job with the song Wolves in the Wild off their debut album. Now, word on the street is that Die Job has a brand new record that they're currently working on right now. I think it's almost done, so keep your eyes peeled for that in 2025. So that was your night one. Let's get into a little bit of night two, starting with this band right here. From right here in our own backyard, this, my friends, this, if I got the computer right, this is Zero Index.
Conscience will go down. Waves in the sun.
So that was what you can expect from day two of Lucas's 41st annual birthday bash happening down at Redgate. That last band was Uptights with their song Pals in the Sky off the Logistical Daydream album. Before that, Zero Index with Throwdown. There's one more band in there, but I forget it. It's gonna drive me nuts. It's gonna drive me nuts. There's one more, and I apologize. Now, while I try to figure out what that other band was, soon here. Oh, Uptight. No, it was Runt. I couldn't find any music from Runt. I'm sorry, Runt. Where are your recordings, Runt? We'll see if I can find it. In the meantime, I want to bust in here because the other band who's doing their very first headlining spot is my good friend in the Hairy Cherries. And I feel bad saying that because I haven't got to see them live yet, but they're very new. And they've been working very hard since last summer. The newest all-female band on the scene, the Hairy Cherries. They are doing their first headlining show this Saturday night for night two of Lucas 41st B-Day Fest at Redgate. That is 1965 Main Street in Vancouver. $20 at the door gets you in each night. Should be a good time. Now, Hairy Cherries do not have any official recordings yet. I know they are working on it, but they don't have it yet. So I did some scrounging around on the interweb. And I found some live video footage of them. I believe it's a whole song from their very first tour. That's right, they just formed and they already went on a tour. They were out with the Shit Talkers and Let's Go. So I've got that. Looks like it's from the Bridgeview Theater. It's from May of last year, because it's 2024. Yeah. I think that's when there was like they had just formed, and then like a month later they went on tour for the first time. They're also playing a ridiculous amount of shows. So not only are they playing Redgate this Saturday, January the 4th, they're also playing January the 10th at Lanaloo's with Hotspell and Strathcona. And then they are also playing again the next night with Kids on Fire from Seattle, Dusty Pines, and Habit. That's happening at Redgate again. They're going to be competing against Sum 41 with Pup and Gob. I'm also playing that night as well at Grey.